clearly one of them. I would think right up there was building the new Virginia economy, 200,000 new jobs, record $20 billion of investment. But restoring those rights of those citizens, returning citizens, and have now restored more rights than any governor in the history of America. These people have paid their debt to society. They should be able to vote. They're back. They're paying taxes. So we should not permanently disenfranchise folks our whole life.
Let's talk about Charlottesville. You mentioned it during your State of the Commonwealth as one of the lowest points. Looking back on that day, would you prepare any differently?
I don't think the state would. I put the National Guard, I think it was the first time in decades that the Guard had been committed. We put nearly 1,000 state police down there, the largest ever. So we knew, we'd been tipped off by the FBI and the DHS that, you know, people were being told to come with guns. And the problem we had was unified command, the local jurisdiction under Virginia law. They make the decisions. But at some point, when I was watching television, I called Brian Moran, my Secretary of Public Safety, at about 11:20. I said, I don't care about unified command. Send our state police in. And they did. So I have a bill I'm putting in to give local jurisdictions the authority to ban firearms. If people started opening up fire inside that park, it would have been bedlam.
You have a very boisterous, in-your-face leadership style, a lot different from the incoming governor. Mm-hmm. He's a little bit more low-key, dare I say, a little more humble.
I don't know about humble, but I mean, we're different personalities.
Do you think there's something that he's going to be able to accomplish that you weren't able to?
Well, I clearly hope he'll do Medicaid expansion. I mean, we're very close. Bill Howell, the speaker, said it will never happen as long as he was speaker. Well, he's no longer speaker. So I'm hoping now we have an opportunity to get it done.
Okay, so back to the portrait. There's a little alligator in the corner. Whose idea was that?
Well, when we sat down with Gavin, I told him a couple things were important to me. Economic development. As you know, I'm the most traveled governor in America. I've been on 35 trade missions to 5 continents to bring jobs back. So there's a globe in the picture. When I became governor, you know, they foolishly had put up the port of Virginia for sale. You don't sell your assets. You don't sell Dulles Airport. You don't sell the port. We invested in it, and now it's made money for 3 straight years. It's been saved. It's now had a resurgence. So there's a little cargo ship in there as well. And then right in the corner is a small little alligator head, because in 1980, I once wrestled an alligator for 5 minutes for $15,000.
What happened to that $15,000?
Yeah, I didn't even get it. It was actually, I was working on President Carter's reelection, and it went to the campaign. So, but as I say, here we now are 40 years later, still talking about that alligator. His name was Jumper. He was about 9 feet tall. He was a big gator, 280 pounds.
Okay, serious question.
Yeah.
Are you ready to tackle Oprah in the 2020 Democratic primary?
Well, I'm not sure Oprah's running. We'll see what happens. When honestly, I'm trying to get everybody to focus on this year, we have 36 governor's races up this year. I'm heading up this big national effort on redistricting to get fair lines. So I'm doing those two things. So I'll travel extensively this year to 36 states, helping the governors. I've got over 125 speaking requests already to do different things. So we'll play it out this year. We'll see where 2020 goes down the road.
Well, thank you for joining me.
Honored to be with you. Thank you very much.